The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Happy Friday to you. Oh, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's beautiful out the window here. It doesn't even look all that windy. There's definitely some wind, but man, it's Friday. It's going to be gorgeous. Let's put this week behind us and move forward with love and positivity in our hearts.
Woot, woot.
Woot, woot.
Woot, woot.
Mm-hmm. This part of the show brought to you by the incredibly inspirational and much beloved Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes up. Yeah, what?
Yesterday I put up a video of Vinny doing his winning air kisses.
Oh, the air kisses, yeah.
Last time I checked, it was approaching 3,000 views.
So. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Hang on, you know what?
For crying
out loud.
It's a big one.
I need to put that up on the pinned thing so that people can.
Yeah, probably do.
Yeah,
I'm sure you definitely do need it. That's one of those that people can
pinned.
Imagine it. And...
Nope, it's pinned. It's all set. Yeah. Great.
All right.
Fantastic. Ah,
yeah. Oh, there
it
behold.
Is. It is a glorious moment, though, I must admit.
Well, when winning is always feels good.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody put on as a comment, wow, it must be really cold in there. Vinny's got his jacket on and his hat. And I'm thinking, no. That's the end of the day. Last segment. 1 foot out the door.
Although it is cold in here. He does have a full jacket
on.
Yeah,
we keep it chilly in here, and it depends on the day. Sometimes I can't get enough clothing off, and other times I find myself going, boy, it's a little...
It's a little nipply in here.
You guys keep it very cold in there, I think.
Well, I like it to be cold because I need to have the option to tear off all my clothes and be like, oh, thank God I'm cold. And then I want to be able to put layers back on. Hot flashes. They're real. So the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, also very, very real. Everything we talk about on the show goes right up there. In fact, the thing where Vinny's doing the air kisses as he's winning the game, that's up there now. It's pinned at the top. Stay updated. Check out our Facebook page. Oh, blah, blah, blah. This is a very fun story that asks a very important question. If you break up with someone, if someone breaks up with you because of some terrible thing you've done, but you're holding a candle for them, like you have a torch for them, you want them back, you've tried, you've said many times in the media how you screwed up and this is a famous person. They have media access. People actually ask them questions and they go, yeah, this person was the love of my life and I screwed that up and I would do anything to get this person back.
Mm-hmm.
But the person continues to be like, that's not happening. No. And then you go to the factory that makes real dolls and you get a real doll made.
What is happening here?
Of your person that doesn't love you anymore. Is that wrong? Is it wrong to get a replica of the woman you love? And I asked this question. I'm asking for a friend, Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom was married to
Khloe.
Khloe Kardashian. Khloe. Yes,
you're telling me
he
got a real doll made of Khloe.
He got a real doll made. And by the way, can you go back one picture that you just were on? These real dolls. No, one more. Go forward, forward, forward. No, forward, forward, forward. There's a wall of. These are various things you can add to your real doll. You can customize this real doll to have by all the parts. You can pick from an assortment of cookies. You can both upper cookies and lower cookies. I mean, they have so many cookies that you can choose. You can pre-touch the cookies.
What do you mean upper cookies?
Just upper cookies.
Hips. Oh, okay.
And lower cookies.
Okay.
All the under cookies. The upper cookies and under cookies.
You know, it's interesting that this is what he's going for. I don't see this bid to win her back working.
No. Oh, God, no. That's why I think he's giving up and he's getting a real doll.
You know,
it's
not wrong. He's allowed to do what he wants. I mean, he's not hurting anybody and you know, she should, I guess, feel complimented by it. He's pulling, you know, that's the pull apart I'm looking at right now on the doll, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can see.
Yeah.
Where the sun doesn't shine right
now. That is another selectable cookie, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Mm. You can he's actually sampling one of the cookies. Right now.
One of the most tragic and horrific stories in modern times for me as a fellow alcoholic was listening to the story about what he did to himself in the whorehouse where he was on doing so much drugs and drink that he actually had a seizure and was
in a coma. Gone.
Like, and I guess because he had the money, they just kept letting him do what he was doing until they had to call for help.
Until 911 needed to get called. And to Khloe's credit, they were already broken up at that point. Mm-hmm. And she went and she nursed him back to health.
She's a good person.
She is a good person. So I'm going to tell you this. If there was a dude that was, this is just me. If there was some dude that I was like, no, we're broken up. It's not cool. The last thing I would want to see on Instagram is this guy saying, yeah, I'm going to get one that looks just like Sarah. And be reminded of, and this one, look, here's a cookie that looks just like her cookie. And here's the thing that, like, I would be really bummed out by this.
I don't know if they're giving this, right now, this looks like a live spot.
You know,
it looks like he's being.
He is getting, this is on their Instagram.
Right. So he's getting consideration for this.
He definitely is. So, in fact, he may be getting full consideration for it. And actually, he probably should, considering there's probably radio stations across the country pondering this right now.
To finish my thought, I would just say that I, as into women and women's bodies as I can sound sometimes, I would never want to be, like, I would never be the whorehouse guy, and I would never be the real doll guy either. I just don't want, there's lines I draw for myself.
Let me ask you a question, though. You walk into a room, mm-hmm. and there's a real doll. And no one knows you're there. You're in a hotel and there's a brand new factory fresh. You know for a fact somehow that it's factory fresh. And there it is. And it's looking at you with its dead eyes. And it's all and you know that you're going to leave this hotel room. You don't have to clean it. You don't have to worry about any of it. Do you give that up? Do you take it for a ride?
Maybe. I mean, I've done a couple things that were gifted to me.
And then the cleanup was just such that you said,
that's
enough of that one.
I felt really ashamed of myself. And more importantly,
because you do right afterward.
I definitely thought, so I'm going to have this thing lying around now? Mm. Like, what happens when the missus, moves the shoebox and goes, what?
Yeah, what is it? What's that tube for? What's that for? That's weird.
So I don't.
It's just a tube.
I wouldn't have it at home. I wouldn't take it home, even if it felt great and I enjoyed it. But yeah, maybe if I knew it was still in the wrapper and hadn't been enjoyed by the last, you know me in hotels.
I do.
I'm pulling the sheets off of that bed and putting my own on.
I know. I couldn't think of any place but a hotel, though, where you might stumble upon this.
No,
definitely
someone
never
gifted
been
me
used.
One and said, hey, we want you to try this and it's brand new and it's never been used. I would say, sure, I'll lay on that. Or whatever you do.
Where, though, I guess you go to your apartment and you...
Yeah.
Do it there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
First, do you sit her down at the table and have a little chat with her?
I don't.
Or do you,
nope.
you sit, you know, put like sling an arm around her as you're sitting on the couch together watching a football game?
And I'm going to guess that despite the fact that you have a a human-shaped place to put yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope I worded that
safely
enough. I would probably still have to put a video on or something else to help me with that.
I agree.
Because it's not, yeah, absolutely. I don't think that a female-shaped...
What if there's like a little button you can push and it starts going like, oh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to see how that is. What was the thing you guys gave me?
Oh, we didn't give it to you. Some other morning show sent it over for you.
It had a
special job 1000 or something.
It had a thing that moved inside it.
Okay, that's...
Rollers. Yeah. It was a whole thing. It was spectacular, but I still threw it away right after.
Well, the cleanup.
And people wrote in and they're like, that's a $300 toy, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, he used it once and he actually had regrets. I mean, I would assume that, you know, wouldn't that have been a nice thing to have in the garage somewhere? Be like, no one would even know what it is. Your kids ask you, like, I don't know. It's like a pool cue cleaner or something. You know, something.
Anyway.
Do you miss it? Is it?
Well, I don't. Like a sad? I mean, I would use it again if it were new and in the box.
So if someone sent you 10 of them, they would definitely 10 times in your life you'd use that.
No, I really was wasteful in that moment. That was I've just had a thought like, I don't want this laying around. Mm. Easy come, easy go, right? But then later I went, what are you doing?
But you did, so you're saying...
You can't really re-gift it to people,
that.
Though.
No, it's not like good I Lord, could go... No. It's a one-owner.
Try this, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Try this and then leave with it because I don't want it.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
What?
He would.
If I had been with a toy...
Once.
And then cleaned it, and it was fully cleaned... And then it was just sitting around. And then I went, yeah, I used it the one time. It's clean and dry. You want it? Would you use it?
Maybe.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you.
I mean, if it's you're talking whatever it is, it's $300. I would.
And you just said how great it was.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And for the record, I've been sadly and painfully careful with my man area. So there's not, you don't have to worry about anything.
Well, I mean, you could use a condom if you're worried about it.
I mean, yeah, why?
It's already rubber.
Yeah,
I know. But if you left, you know, diseases.
I'm just saying.
There.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, Lamar honking is creepy AF.
It's actually funny because I do this story because I think it's an interesting question. Like, I personally, I'd be pretty bummed about it. Like, I don't want that. If, you know, if I've broken up with someone, I'm like, no to all of that. It'd just be so gross to think that they were doing that. Ugh, I don't know why. It just feels very personal. But Lamar has been actively trying to get back with Chloe, like, for years. And she's all, no, I'm completely not interested in
if
that.
If you were traveling, mm-hmm. you're in an airport.
Yes.
And there you are. It's weirdly... Out of nowhere, there's Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
And Whitey tells you...
This is my ex-boyfriend
in a very
years ago.
Matter-of-fact way. He's not trying to... But he says, I have been thinking about you in that way, yeah. about the times we shared, mm-hmm. ever since then. Mm. Still, to this day.
Almost 40 years. Right. Like, how does he look?
He looks great.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I look?
You look great. Okay. Look at you. You're going to fit in your Santa suit that you had from 30 years ago.
I might actually sew some Santa accoutrement onto it.
Great.
Get some little...
You might as well.
Pom-poms and stuff. You know, white little... White, get a black patent leather belt. Just put the whole thing together.
Anyway, if that's his favorite memory and he's just telling you as a compliment that I've always, you know, I've enjoyed the thoughts of our times together...
That's totally different than, oh, and then I went to this place and I think it's in Nevada.
Made.
I had
You're
a doll
right.
made. Oh, yeah. The real doll factory in Las Vegas. And I bang it all the time and I'm always like brushing its hair and I sit it at the dinner table. Like, that is effing creepy.
There's a guy, by the way, who shouldn't ever be in Vegas. Him.
Right.
Dude, Vegas
Maybe
almost.
Maybe just use this as a.
Vegas almost killed you, dude.
No doubt. So we're talking about. Lamar Odom, he visited the Real Doll Factory in Las Vegas. He has, in fact, he ordered a doll. He paid for a doll, whatever. I'm sure it gets a discount. They cost between $8,000 and $20,000. I mean, I guess if you get one of the loaded ones, it's $20,000. That's a lot of money. But, you know, he got a deal, probably because he promoted that visit. And he is scheduled to get this thing in time for the holidays, but he's fully getting it customized. And he specifically said, yes, I want it curvier than this. I want, here's some pictures of Khloe Kardashian. They're everywhere. I want it to look exactly like this. And this is the face I want on it. And let me pick out the bits.
You know, while I understand how gross this is coming off and seeing that, it's funny, very though. Sad what people will do to themselves and their relationships. And, you know, it's so cliche that you don't know what you got till it's gone. But there it is.
Right.
There's a lady who was all for him and he blew it. And then
they were married almost 7 years.
It's crazy. But he was screwing it up the whole time.
Oh, absolutely.
Now he knows.
Blew it.
Right.
Right. Now he's come to.
And by the way, that the whorehouse, they were already broken up when he was found unconscious in a whorehouse.
Comes and gets him and puts the care stuff together for him. Mm-hmm. Like she took time, a lot of time out of her life and said, I'm going to help this person.
Rescued him.
Yeah. Mm. You know, Maddie, it's probably too late, but this would have been a great gift for our friend Hooman. Like, you know, he loves girls who have all kinds of fake stuff. So this would be like a whole girl of fake stuff.
A girl?
Whatever. They do other things too. Maybe we could put together like a special person for him. I don't know if he's committed either way.
I mean, they'll do a custom job.
They will. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's your options.
You know, it's possible that he told Khloe that he was going to do this. And she was like, yeah, okay. I mean, there's Kardashian rules. Like that's a whole different.
Everything for them, kind of like us, is content.
Yeah.
So whether that makes the show in video form or just as a conversation piece, it's the same conversation we're having now, which right. is, are you bummed that he's doing this? Does it make you want him back?
Mm.
I can see that being a segment on their show.
Definitely. Yeah. So she may very well have been like, yeah, it's okay with me. Because
we're going to get an episode out of that.
Right. And they need episodes. Because they're always fabricating something or other. And sometimes it's just them whining about how hard it is to be famous. I'm like, okay, that is played out. If you don't want to be famous, that would be really easy. Really easy. You know, get your press on lips and everything removed, dress down, and move out of Hollywood. I mean, that would, and start, turn the cameras off. Oh, you sick of being famous? I got a cure. Plus, they're so rich. Like, do they need more money? Apparently, they do.
Well,
billions and billions and billions. Oh, my. Anyway, we did put some of this up, I believe, at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So if you want to see these, there's video. It is funny. It's a very... I think it's just kind of an interesting question. All right. I don't have a ton of time left. There were a few things I wanted to mention here. A kid writes a letter to Santa, but thanks to a misspelling, he summons Satan instead. Mm. All the same letters are in it. This is a new Farrelly Brothers movie. And they're the Dumb and Dumber guys. So and Jack Black stars as the Dark Lord, Satan.
Oh.
And Post Malone's in it. So I'd been kind of excited for this and heard a little bit about it, and I just haven't gotten around to it. Do you want to play me a tiny chunk at the beginning of this trailer? We got a trailer today, and it's out in like 2 weeks. I think it's out on the 25th of this month.
Yeah. I heard nothing of this.
Here's the beginning of it.
Okay, here we go.
Every Christmas, something magical happens.
Dear Santa.
When a kid sends a letter to Santa, but Liam...
To Santa.
...is a crappy speller.
At the North Lobe.
Looks like fun.
So he accidentally, all the same letters.
Thank you.
But he summons Jack Black.
You summoned me.
Not what I expected.
What'd you expect?
In the movies, the reindeer usually have the antlers, not you.
Kid, are you high?
I'm ready for
So listen, it definitely is my sensibility from it because I love Jack Black and I love the Farrelly Brothers and the kid's really cute and it just looks like it's just a fun ride. Anyway,
it looks cute. You know, one of the things about Dumb and Dumber that I maybe you wouldn't see this, but I love that movie so much and I know it's idiotic and you're sitting there going, of course you do. You dope.
It's smarter than that. It's don't take anything away from it.
It's the same to me as Cheech and Chong films, where it's these two buddies in their own dumb little world, and it's them against the world as they're out in it.
Yes.
And it's there they are going, Swanson, Samsonite. Like, they're idiots, but they're in their own little bubble.
And they got each other.
And I love that. And it's the same. Cheech and Chong were the same way. That thing that where they're, you know.
But Jay's not here, man.
And this movie, from the trailer, that's the kind of the thing.
Yes.
Like, Satan's the kid's new buddy.
Oh, then there it is. It's
You will like it. It gets funnier and fun. Like, it's so stupid. And, oh, my God, can you play the genie part? I don't know if it's. Look, actually, don't bother. Do not bother to find it. Please go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I put the trailer up there. It looks, if Dumb and Dumber appeals to you and you like Jack Black, this might be for you. It's happened. By the way, it's not in theaters. It is out November 25th on Paramount Plus. Yes. And I think you can digitally rent it if you don't have Paramount Plus.
All right.
So, which I do. Paramount Plus is the CBS one, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I meant to tell you guys this. Remember when I was pissing and moaning about the Stephen Colbert show not being available on Paramount Plus anymore? It was taking me to the CBS app and I had to watch the ads. My bitching worked, and now it's back on there.
Good job.
I know. You're welcome, everyone, who was also like, yeah, that bummed me out, man.
Did you write them?
I didn't. I just whined about it for a while, and then maybe some mistake that had been made was corrected.
Oh.
Put it out in the universe.
I know. I manifested that.
Or they listen.
Hello.
Totally
Hi, everybody.
Possible. Hello, people of Paramount.
Yeah.
Can you make more Beavis and Buttheads, please?
Really? That's what you were going to request?
Oh, yeah. The new ones they made were awesome.
Oh, I never went and watched those.
Oh, they were so good.
That show was always fun.
Because instead of watching videos of music, they watched YouTube videos.
Again,
oh,
with
whoa,
the,
funny.
The buddies
good.
Who get each other,
yeah.
But they're so stupid, and you can watch them all day. Like, that's exactly what it is.
Brought it all back.
Yeah, we do love a buddy movie, don't we?
Yep.
All right, so there's that. Let me do a couple more things. I'm going to just squeeze in
I think
here.
Of that scene in Cheech and Chong where he goes, I've never seen anyone take that much LSD. What? What did I? And it's just on.
And the trip begins.
Oh, my God.
Mark Wahlberg has a new Mexican restaurant.
Oh, this guy.
It's in Vegas.
Him and his businesses.
I know.
I don't really want to frequent a Wahlberg restaurant or
Wahlburgers.
They're whatever good. It is, I don't really want
what?
To.
What? They're good? You've been to one?
Yeah, they're real good burgers.
I think there's one at SFO or some airport that I've flown to recently.
I don't know.
Okay.
They have them in LA.
And you like it?
Yeah, they're good burgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't trust it.
I just don't really. It's some people who already have a fortune. It always just feels like, oh, God, the cash grabs.
He's helping his brother out.
That's what I felt like he did that or that they did it together because the other people in the family constantly had their hand up for money. And he was like, here, we'll give you a show called The Wahlburgers or whatever the hell, Waking Up Wahlberg. I don't know what it was called. So anyway, now he's got a Mexican restaurant chain, apparently. And I guess it's called Flecha Cantina. Flecha, Flecha Cantina. And it's in Las Vegas. They haven't even cut the ribbon and the place caught on fire. Hasn't even opened yet. It's fine. Don't worry. They get you with the headline. Mark Wahlberg's new Mexican restaurant catches fire night before ribbon cutting ceremony. It's a fire pit outside.
Is it also a TV show?
It does not say anything about the TV show, but that is a great question. Let me check here. No. The fire crew came out and put it out right away. No damage at all in the interior of the restaurant. Huge story, guys. Huge story. There was a fire in a fire pit surrounded by concrete in front of a restaurant that hasn't opened yet in Las Vegas. But now we all know.
Sounds like episode 3.
Oh, my God, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Mm. Oh, my God. Really, there's so much information here that is all the same information about. And then they go on to talk about the menu. I'm not doing it. I'm not falling for that one. Only all the other stuff. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Collecting things that will make you rich and more after these.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
You like that?
I
Is that how you like it? Is that how you want it?
Way to go.
Yeah, you want it like that? Yeah. You want it that way?
Was that Jane or you this time picking that song?
Oh, it's always Jane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jane is, please, I would never think to pick. That's not my job. I'm not a picker.
What
Jane's
you talking
a picker.
About?
She's a picker. She's
Jane
a winner.
Picked Van Halen on a Friday morning?
Well, she picked what song.
Oh.
And I did say, but I'd like Van Halen. Just once a week on a Friday. Oh, and today was Panama. That was good.
That is a good one. Yeah. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back. I'm running. Never mind.
Running right behind me. Got that feeling.
We should stop.
Power steering. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the words to anything. I just realized. Like, be no suffering now.
That's what I do enjoy about your sing-alongs is like, I don't know the words to anything, but
neither do I.
And we mumbled through. Like, I think we did moderate. What was the song from Breakfast Club that we were singing at your house? And everybody, we all know the lyrics, but there are certain lyrics that you just mumble through. Yeah, don't you forget about me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what has to happen, the beauty today is that you just go, don't you forget about me lyrics. Boom. And Google pops them up. You don't have to go to a site. They're just right there a lot of times. I'm always doing that. Pull those up. Once you have the lyrics in front of you, you're like, I got this.
Are you telling me I don't have to go buy the record and then open the record and then pull out the liner notes and then see the lyrics? You could just Google it.
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
And it'll do it right in the Google page. Doesn't even take anywhere else. So smart over there. Oh, my God. 5K a day. We're super smart and we'll pay you to listen all this week. Fall into 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do, your end of this, is get the free Odyssey app and log in with an email that you actually check. Because we're going to email you if you win $5,000. Mm-hmm. And if you're not checking that email, you will not know. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour and you get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. 60-year-old Fremont Bank always had a mission of supporting the community with their banking needs, and for the last 3 decades, its foundation has fulfilled thousands of philanthropic requests from Bay Area nonprofits. Find out more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com.
FremontBank.com.
Here's what's happening. Thanks a lot for joining us on this fine Friday. It is, what's happening?
Nothing. I'm not going to look anymore.
You can't gasp like that and then not tell us.
It's people are writing dirty things because we were talking about the Lamar Odom situation. And the bad news is that now that we're screen sharing so that you can see videos that Maddie and I are looking at, I'm going to not look at it when it's just a white screen like that, because that's the text screen looks at.
That's
looks
been like. My worry.
Yeah, I don't want to get hung up on that.
Because one more thing to distract her.
Yeah, I don't need news. Those.
Well, the way you went, I was like,
well,
it
was super dirty.
What was it?
About reusing items that have been used for one thing and then got used on somebody else.
Wait, I don't even see that. Oh, I do see that. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to read that to everyone?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Do you want to try and read it to
I
everyone?
Because
I think it's news time.
What I wanted to say is,
I think Maddie's trying to say something.
Thank you so much for joining us on this fine Friday. We appreciate you.
Sure do.
Weather-wise, it's a spectacular day already outside. Sunny.
Beautiful.
And 70 today. Like, that's what you want.
True
right
that.
There.
Yep.
The Niners play in Tampa Bay on Sunday at 10 a.m. It's going to be a tough game. I hear...
Let's go play ball.
We could have McCaffrey back for this game, so that's good news. But we still, it's going to be a hard game. Let's all try to be there to support the Niners on Sunday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll be there.
Thanks.
Sure.
So here's what's happening. London Breed concedes to Daniel Lurie in SF Mayor's race.
Oh.
So that is done. I don't live in the city, so I don't get that on my ballot. San Francisco's first black mayor, London Breed, conceded the race for mayor to Levi Strauss heir Daniel Lurie on Thursday, pledging a smooth transition as he takes over the job.
Hmm. Female black. Mayor, right?
What did I say?
Just black mayor. It's like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we had Willie Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say female. It's in there. San Francisco's first black female mayor, London Breed. Either way, she's someone who they say here was raised by her grandmother in public housing and could not overcome a deep voter discontent and was trailing Lurie, a philanthropist and anti-poverty nonprofit founder.
Hmm.
Anyway,
well, good
I think,
luck to him. This town has some real problems, and it needs help, and it needs great leadership, and good luck to this guy.
While San Francisco streets have been cleaner and homeless tents much harder to find in recent months, it was not enough to help her recover from, you know, people have dealt with that a lot, the tent encampments and...
And it's the problems.
Open air
are
drug
deep
use.
Here. Yes. Oh my God. That is just it's
brazen retail
to
theft.
And, right. Oh my. Every big name. We moved recently, and there's a lot of these high end like Fendi and Gucci and all these places that are right around us, and there are armed guards outside them. Like you walk down the street, and you're like, oh, hi, armed guard. Holy cow. And then in between all of those are all the closed down shops and things that everything went belly up in the pandemic. It's tough. We're like, this city's in really tough shape right now. Good luck to this guy. I love this city and I would love to see it come roaring back.
He's an heir to the Levi Strauss and Company fortune.
Great. Dump all your money into it. Let's get these problems solved. Throw money at it.
Free jeans.
I'm wearing Levi's as we speak. I'm a Levi fan. So
sure, I'm wearing Levi's.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, so there's that. London Breed concedes. We have a new mayor in San Francisco, everyone. And I would like to see some of those problems addressed.
Yeah.
You know, I know that it's, I work in San Francisco and live in Santa Cruz. And those two areas have very significant homeless problems and open air drug use problems. And it's shocking to think that they're not even concerned about the police seeing them or catching them in the act.
There's because they are everywhere. There's what are you gonna do? We're gonna just pick one of these people who's shooting up right there on the plaza in full view of everyone.
I just always
just
think
pick
of
one of those people.
And I know this problem is complex and I'm not trying to be heartless, but I remember being young and thinking, we want a party, we'll go to a park. They chase our asses out of there all the time just over beer. Loitering. Get out of here. You're not allowed to sit on the sidewalk. Beat it. And we'd be like, jeez. All right, bye.
And now multiply you by tons and tons of people, right. And there's just not the manpower, or the you can't even round these people up and store them anywhere.
Right. So
it feels sometimes I get so depressed over the homeless problem, like it's or the unhoused problem, because it feels so incredibly unsolvable.
Well,
like people say they should do this and they should okay, all right. Well, then when that doesn't work, then what?
I most definitely feel like the people who are activated and trying, thank you.
Thank you.
Because honestly, most of us aren't engaged in a real way to solve the problem besides paying our taxes and crossing our fingers.
Right. And hoping that the people we elect can make a dent in this stuff. So good luck to, what's the guy's name? Lurie, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Good
Daniel.
Luck.
Daniel Lurie.
Good luck, Mr. Mayor.
Just got the mayor's gig in San Francisco. Okay. Remember when people bought Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
And they were collecting them and thought, someday these things are going to be worth a fortune.
And are they?
Nope. Not even, at all.
What about my ultra rare Pookie Boo?
A woman sold her grandmother's Beanie Babies for $4,300. So that seems like, well, how many did she have to sell to make that much money? She had about 1,100 of them.
Wow.
Oh, so they're
meaning
like
they were about $4
right?
a pop.
Oh, boy.
She started asking $10 a pop and was talked down to below half.
Well,
so, you know, I mean, I know we go into these things hoping, fingers crossed. I saved all my Star Wars figurines.
Well, if you left them in the box, they might actually be worth something. But the Beanie Babies, turns out, nah.
Right.
What should I collect?
Bitcoin.
I'm not going to collect. You already
have some.
I have 6/10 of a Bitcoin.
It's up right now. You didn't know that?
What's the difference? I can't get at it.
Well,
I can't spend it.
Your boys should help you with this.
I agree with you. I've asked, and they're like, nah, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. You know what I should do? I'd be like, I will split any money that you get out of there for me. If you can get that money out, you can have half of it.
Don't you already help? I mean, I'm not in your pocket. I don't know what you're, but are you already help them? Can't you just say, do me a favor?
Yeah, they're so busy.
For the favors
money motivates.
I give to you, how about you do me a favor back? Do me a solid. Here's the, where I don't even know where you have it.
That's the thing.
Mine's
I don't
on
even,
PayPal.
Oh, mine's on crypto.com.
Oh, so you do know where.
Well, yeah, I know where. I can look at it anytime I want. That's all I can do with it. They were really super helpful about me getting my money in there. It was really super easy to get it in there, buy some stuff. And now I'm like, okay, I'd like to get it all out now. Nah, you can't really do that. Somebody help me. Help me.
If you're opening the walls of your house, it can be sad or creepy. There's things that could be in there you don't even know about.
Oh, why am I opening the walls to my house? Are we remodeling?
You're remodeling.
Okay.
In this case, Connor and Brianne are a couple in British Columbia, Canada, and they were taking down some drywall in their home recently. And at one point, the insulation stopped and there was a random stuffed animal.
Oh.
You know, stuffy.
Okay.
They pulled more drywall and there were more stuffies. As in, the stuffies were the insulation. In the end, they pulled 110 plush animals out of the walls of their house.
Wow.
And put them on a table. They put a video on TikTok, and it went viral. One commenter was crying because she saw a duck that was very similar to one she had when she was a kid. Oh, my God. Are you really crying over that? But okay. Fine.
Where is this going? Was that her duck?
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought this was going to be one of those full circle stories where...
No. She says it was similar to the one she had when she was a kid and hadn't been able to find it.
So
Connor and Brianne said, we'll send it to you. The one from our wall.
And then it burst open in transit and there was $5,000 in it.
Other people started commenting about the stuffed animals they wanted. And so Connor and Brianne started giving them away to people all across the world. Most of them were in great condition despite being stored in a wall. Destinations include Canada, the UK, Las Vegas, Indiana, South Carolina.
Wow.
Couple doesn't know who had the home before them, so it's unclear what the purpose of the stuffed animals was. I'm pretty sure it was insulation.
Stick them in there. That'll save us some money. All our kids' old stuffies. Kids do. You don't even know where they all come from. You're like, how did this mountain of stuffed animals get into this room?
Edie is just an absolute. She loves stuffies and has more than any kid I know. And there isn't I think I've got enough. She will see another one and be like,
oh,
it's adorable. Look, it's adorable.
And she's holding it by her adorable little face. And you're like, I don't want to make that adorable face go sad.
She does have an adorable. I posted a picture on my story on Instagram of her first tooth being out.
Is it still up?
It's still up. And she is adorable. And she loves her stuffies.
I'm going to see if I can find it, Vinny.
You should be able to. But, you know, that's not the story. Next story. Did you find it?
She is so cute. Oh, there's Mama. That is really cute.
Mama planting a kiss on her as she's like, look, I did it.
I'm so cute.
I was being a catasaurus and I was biting the seatbelt of the on the way home.
My tooth flung out. She looks a lot more like her sister now than she did even just a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next story. Forget babysitters. Gen Z and millennial mothers are bringing babies to job interviews.
Okay.
It's weird because...
Is it like, you know, to make you feel bad for me? Like, I can't afford daycare, so you...
Well, what they're saying in the story is daycare's very expensive.
Mm.
And more importantly, what I have found is it's also unreliable. Like... You find someone who's super reliable.
You found gold.
It's a miracle.
Yep.
Young kids, they don't need money apparently anymore. So they'll show for a job for a minute and then they just, I don't want to do that anymore. We had someone coming from 8 in the morning till 10 in the morning on Sundays so that Christina could run and I could go surf. And 2 weeks and then they're like, I can't make it.
You mean 8 o'clock on a Sunday? I just can't do that. Yeah.
2 hours, $50. Like 2 hours, $50. You don't want that?
Nah, I really want to sleep in on Sunday.
Mostly sleeps through the whole time.
Oh.
One of the kids doesn't even wake, and the older one, you don't even have to do anything for her.
Oh, the younger one will sleep until 10?
She's you.
Oh. That's a good baby.
She's right you. There. Yeah, she sleeps till if she can sleep till 11 and she'll be like, look what I did. I slept way late.
Mm.
Why are you proud of that?
Mm.
Anyway, back to parenting.
That's a good baby.
Millennial and, well, she's 6, but you know.
But still, though. Like the longer the 6-year-old can be asleep, the better. Does she stay up late, though?
Sometimes. It just comes down to, I guess kids don't need money anymore because the young people in our neighborhood and beyond, who they just end up flaking.
Yeah.
Eventually going, no.
You know, I actually agree with that. It was never, you know, for me, I was motivated. I needed money because I was going to walk down the street to the store and get some candy or, you know, whatever I was going to do with this money. It's just, it's almost like with cash going away. And kids being able to use their phone in the same way that, you know, because I'd put Apple Cash in there or whatever, they'd be able to buy things using their phones. Like they also don't leave the house the way they, like everything they need is in their room. Like their friends are on the computer and they're all on Discord and they're all chatting about this and all watching the same thing and playing a game and making music. And I'm like, wow, like they don't go out to movies and would need money for that. And even then, they wouldn't use cash. It really is a weird thing. You're right. They don't want the money anymore.
They don't need the money.
I was like scrambling for every buck. I'll mow your lawn.
Millennial and Gen Z mothers are bringing their babies to job interviews in an effort to combat the soaring cost of childcare and also insisting that any company that doesn't value or understand their role as a mother doesn't deserve them.
Oh.
One mom says she fully brings along stuff to entertain the child, but also... matching outfits, like trying to make an impression on this person that she's interviewing with by putting this whole show together.
I
meanwhile, I don't know. I would be really interested to see what a hiring boss, like you hire people.
Yeah.
If a mom brought the kid and the mom was busy with the kid in between doing an interview, would you hold that against her? Or would you be like, wow, the grace and the ability to juggle three things at once?
I kind of get annoyed by people with their kids. So
I would think many parents or many hiring people would.
I would think, too, that a badly behaved baby or child would blow that interview for you. I mean, that's, you know, that kid needs to be on their best behavior.
But it would also tell me how much and how badly they needed the job. I mean, if they're coming in, and it's like, you know, they have to bring their kid and you know, it shows some motivation as well. So I don't think I would definitely not hold it against them. But in the back of my mind, I'd be thinking your kids are terrible.
Can you hold this for me while I need to get a diaper out of the bag for the baby. So
I love holding babies. They smell so good.
Wow.
Well, okay.
As long as they're not crying.
Guess I get the job?
Yeah.
Slightly contradictory comments coming out of you.
Well, we're talking babies and kids. And forth, yeah. You know, they're cute. They're babies, and then they get to be bratty. It depends on the age. You know, you bring me in a 7-8-year-old, you know, running around.
What if it's a well-behaved 7 or 8-year-old and it sits
then
quietly?
I would say that would look well on the person who brought the child.
I think we're talking more about toddlers, it seems. Oh, yeah. And this little person kids. Saying, feed him and dress him and outfit him that matches mine and set up an activity center and find something to watch or screen time or games.
That is true. You can hand a kid a screen now.
Ultimately, though, you are distracted in the middle of your job interview.
Mm.
Yikes. Anyway, that's happening.
Or maybe you show how well you can multitask. That's I really do think that it feels inappropriate at first glance.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. As a manager, that's a no.
Yeah.
I think you not being able to find childcare will be a red flag for you as far as getting the job and keeping the job.
Yeah.
You're walking in with your problem.
I can see where a hiring person would say, we need you without that kid to be at work.
Mm.
Right?
You needed to manage your day to not have your kid with you. That's interesting. I don't know. I would hate to be like, you can't bring your kid in here. But on the other hand, you can't bring your kid in here.
I'm not telling you can't bring your kid in here.
But you
please
can't
don't.
Bring your kid in here. But please don't.
As I was telling the story of the stuffed animals and the lady who cried over her duck.
Oh, yes.
415 says, Vinny, you cry over cartoons. You got me there. You do. I'd love to fight back. I have no leg to stand on. The end.
Well, would you cry over nostalgia from your youth, though? Remember the teddy
the red teddy bear that I had one red teddy bear. It wasn't associated with anything, but that was the one thing I had. And no, I wouldn't cry.
If you saw it now, you'd just be like, oh. Well, that brings back memories.
I barely recognize you because mine didn't have eyes or a nose anymore.
I loved them right off its face.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
New movies this weekend, plus charges brought in Liam Payne's death.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.